finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMMM shortwave talk radio.
The truly long talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up and loud as it'll go.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get my headphones on here. This is the National Intel Report, and I'm your host, John Stepmiller. And we're going to be spending the next 2 hours with you on this Thursday, the 20th of July, 2006. And today we have no scheduled guests. Well, I do have somebody that's going to be joining me that works for this network here in a few minutes as soon as he gets done eating his lunch. At any rate, this may turn out to be the most important broadcast I've ever done. Now, why do you say, John, how can you say that? Because it's just going to be you. I've been listening to you for years. Yeah, you're a good guy and you do a good show. And yeah, sometimes you're entertaining and I like listening to you. But what is going to be different today than has ever been different from any other radio program you've done in, what, nigh on 14 years? Well, you're going to have to stick around to hear it. Because after being in this movement, and I've heard the off-color jokes about that one, folks, are we really a movement in this country? Are we really a force to be reckoned with? Yeah, we've been instrumental in waking people up and giving them their information. We've snapped so many people out of their slumber. I literally could not count them. I don't know that if I have a calculator that runs that high. They could add those sort of numbers. But I do know this. For as many people out there that know what's going on right now, we are no closer to a solution than we were 10 years ago, than we were 20 years ago. Do you folks out there in Radioland realize how many people have been working on different issues for a number of years? You call yourself part of the Patriot Movement. Do you recognize that people have been in this fight for 3, 4, 5, and 6 decades that saw the problems that were on the horizon that are now rolling over the top of us like some tsunami? And I don't see anybody coming up with any real solutions on how to correct this problem. Oh, every once in a while you do hear the one that says, well, I think it's time for the Second American Revolution. Even our learned college professors that are on this network, they're involved in the 9/11 movement, are starting to utter those words. Because what has happened to them has happened to all of us, folks. We get interested in a particular subject. We're working that issue. And then somebody taps you on the shoulder and says, hey, look at this. It has been an educational thing, not only for you listeners in Radioland, but also it's been a growth pattern for all the people that have ever done programming on this network. Some are better than others at absorbing it and stepping out and saying, you know what? I'm not going to be just a one-note pony anymore. I'm becoming more well-rounded. I'm becoming a better informed American. Like I said, folks, and this is going to be, we're going to open up the lines, but I want to get the gist of this program today. I don't think we got time for individually just watering a seed and hoping the doggone thing grows. 20 years ago, that might have worked. Today, we need more drastic steps.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks, we are here. I hope you are there. Well, of course you are. If you weren't, it wouldn't matter because you were not listening to me because you weren't there. Over the past several days here at the network, we've been brainstorming how to be a more effective network, not only internally, but how we affect people that listen to this network. And more importantly than that, I don't know how many people we have in this movement. I would dare say that millions of people out there are awake. Of this I know. And we've seen people do some pretty amazing things. I just heard Dylan Avery on the air. Dylan Avery, you're all aware that Dylan Avery and his crew put together Loose Change 2 over the 9/11 issue. You just heard this week, Tuesday, I had Aaron Russo on. Freedom to Fascism. His movie is going to be released in selected cities the 28th. That's a little over a week. This guy, in the meantime, to recuperate in time for his release of his bombastic movie that's going to wake a lot of people up, he just had to overcome a little thing like cancer, you know. No big deal. But this guy the whole time was smiling because he enjoyed his work. He knew how important this was. Now, we don't have to tell people. The reason why you're listening to this radio broadcast right now is because you're not going to turn down the dial on the radio. You're not going to turn a channel on your 250 channels on your satellite or your cable. Are you going to see anything like this? Every once in a while, you'll get a glimpse. Maybe even Bill O'Reilly gets it once, right once in a while and says something correct. Maybe it's Lou Dobbs on the economy, or maybe it's Lou Dobbs on the immigration issue or illegal invasion, the way we put it. But these are just smatterings. This is not an intensive educational format. It's not geared for it. That's not what why they want it. But while you're listening to this program today, think about what we're doing. We are exactly what the mainstream is not. Folks, we are so far out there that there is no other model in which to gauge this by. When I mean this network. I mean what we talk about, what you listen to in the radio audience every single day. And over these 4 days of sitting here, and we have a gentleman that came in that I would consider to be qualified to do what he's doing right now. He will be on the broadcast next week. I'm not going to tip my hand to who he is because I want him to tell folks who he is and what he's about. He's a very, very interesting man. He's a school teacher. He doesn't have a contract this year because, well, I suspect that when he substitutes for teachers in the public school system, that, well, they're not exactly what they're looking for. Yeah, he's good for a temporary fix, you know. We have a teacher out, or we have a teacher that got in a car accident. We need a temporary substitute. I guess he'll do for right now because he does cover the curriculum. But here is a thinker. Here is a man that will walk into a classroom with a class load of kids and literally open their eyes and motivate them, change direction of that child's thinking and how he views the world in which he lives in. That's how dynamic this individual is. How dynamic is he? He went into Chicago, ladies and gentlemen, and unseated the Daily Machine. Do you know how big that is? Do you know how well financed, how well organized, how many people had to till their hand in the till over the Daily regime for all of those years? Well, it's back in the hands of the dailies. Why? Because I highly suspect this man no longer lives in Chicago, and the people that he taught how to organize, how to do your communities, how to actually have a voice, how to put your own commissioners, okay, how to put your own people on the commission board in Chicago. If you think I'm talking about an easy feat, you don't know beans about politics, folks. I'd much rather tackle presidency of the White House than I would try to attack the Chicago political machine. We are making inroads, but folks, I don't have to tell you here today how far behind the eight ball we really are. And I'm not going to be satisfied, and my life's mission is not to wake up one or two people a week. That's for sure. We need massive numbers, and we need them now. But the problem is, we've been pretty lousy at organizing. Nobody knows how to do it. We are outside of that realm of what people have been conditioned into thinking and accepting what their present-day life is. And for those that have the courage to open up their eyes, to pick their head up and look on that horizon, don't look at the nose on your face, don't look down at the ground, look at that horizon. For those of you that had the wherewithal, that had the guts to do that, I don't need to sit here and tell you how screwed up we really are. Which is bringing me around to a point here, folks. And the point is that if we keep doing this at present pace, it's going to be pointless. Now, I can just hear the wheels out there going, oh my gosh, sounds like John's throwing in the towel. No, I'm not. What I am throwing the towel in on, how we've been doing things. Because it's not big enough, it's not fast enough, it's not effectual enough. I think we could just about all agree. Now, I don't, for one minute, and do not misunderstand or misinterpret what I am telling you, I am not saying that the Jim Fetzers and the the Dylan Averys and these people, what they're doing is ineffectual, because it is not. It has itself woken a lot of people up. But try this one on for size. What if there was a mechanism in place that when the Dylan Averys or his ilk came forward, that it just wouldn't be a little splash in a small pan? It would be a tsunami in a great big pond. Isn't that what we're all after? We have identified the problems. We've talked about the problems ad nauseum. The problem is that we don't have mechanisms in which people can join to take direct action. That is the problem. Let me expound on it a little bit further. We see people individually running for public office. Say they want to run for congressman or senator. Maybe you want to run for governor. Maybe you even want to run for president. Well, you got a ghost chance of getting that done. Why? Well, it's about education. It's about communication. But how many people know of you? You're going against a well-organized political machine that once they identify a threat, they're there to hammer it right into the ground. How many times we heard this? We've started political parties for, you know, president. Oh, I'm a member of the Constitution Party, or I'm a member of the Libertarian Party. If you've noticed, and the Libertarians have been around for 30 years, I'm not here specifically to nail the Libertarians for being ineffectual. But I will say this, their organizational skills sucked. You want to know why an organization could be around for 30 years and then it'll have more people in office? That's because they didn't know how to organize. They didn't know how to relay their message to the voting blocks out there to have them realize that, wait a minute, yeah, my life kind of sucks here. You know, yeah, I'd like to make a change, but gosh, do I vote for this independent guy, or do I vote for that guy in the Constitutional Party? You know, aren't I throwing my vote away? How many times have all of you heard these very same questions? I do believe, and I'll invite your opinions on this one, but I do believe, and here he goes, I do believe that this thing can be handled politically. Oh, we're going to talk politics here today. No, that's not what I'm here to talk about. But as I just pointed out, that we've had a lot of people that have wanted to start third parties, and you watch them, they're disorganized, they don't have the proper funding, they're not covered by radio, TV, they're not getting their message out. Because honest men that really want it, and I'm talking about people that crawl into that political arena. I have seen some, and I've met them personally, I've talked with them several times. I wouldn't let them walk my dog. They come off looking good, they say the right things, but I can just look at that person, talk to them for a while, and I know what their motivations are. Oh, sure, they're going to do the job in which they're elected, but they're more concerned about themselves getting into that job. Folks, this is what we've had in politics all these years. Self-serving individuals. They get mechanized. They get sucked up in these machines. You know, you want an example of that? Take a look at Ron Paul. Take a look at Ron Paul in Washington, D.C., and you tell me how effective this guy really is. This is why I suggested, I think you ought to run for governor of Texas. Well, guess what? We don't have Ron Paul running for governor of Texas. What we got is grandma out there, kinky. And I don't know, is the current governor rerunning? I'm assuming he's going to try to run for governor again, present governor of Texas. What the hell is this guy's name? Help me. You just blocked. Well, that's how important he is to us, folks. We don't even know the guy's name right now.
Rick
Perry, thank you. But you see my point here. Things are happening at an ever-increasing pace. Now, the danger with awakening masses of people is you will have the machines, the mechanizations, come against you, try to smash you, discredit you. And we even have people in our own so-called movement that are very adept at doing that. And you know what? They think they're doing the right thing. This is how bizarre this is getting. I'm going to be joined here in a couple of minutes by my webmaster here and good friend, Danny Romero. And we will open up the phone lines. The subject matter I want to get into is what we've been doing, folks, ain't been working too good.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
There's probably a lot of people out there that are going to vote for Grandma Strayhorn, but I don't know what qualifications she has as being governor, except maybe she can go in there and help straighten out the finances of Texas. But, folks, the whole machine is broken, so I don't know how much effect. And I've met Strayhorn. She's a nice person. I think she's sincere. But, I mean, are we really going to have a change here in Texas if we vote Grandma in? Or, God forbid, somebody would vote the one-liner Kinky Friedman in? I mean, how seriously can you take somebody called Kinky? You know, it's just amazing to me. The point I'm trying to get around to here, folks, and I'll say what I said the other day, and I think I was on with Aaron Russo, that if you build it, they will come. If you build it, they will come. Do you think that we have the people that we have on this network, the people that we have been adding? Some people have worked out rather well. Some have worked out in a stellar fashion. Some are just okay. But when you look at the body of information, not just this network, any other network out there, any other print publication that is out there trying to expose what has happened to this country, where we're at presently, and it doesn't take a real genius here, ladies and gentlemen, to predict what's going to happen tomorrow and next week. I can tell you one thing. If you think it's bad today, I can guarantee you one thing, it's only going to be worse next week and next month. And this waiting game of waiting to see what is going to be people's break point? What's going to be their threshold of, I can't stand any more pain, shoot me, put me out of my misery, or I'm going to pick out a gun and shoot you and put you out of yours? That is when you have a breakdown in a society and a culture. And what's really dangerous when that happens, it's what's vampires waiting in the wings to pounce on it and take advantage of that confusion. There's your danger. I've got Danny Romero with us. He is, you've been here, what, since day one?
Just about, shortly thereafter, since August of 2 years ago.
And you, we were on the air, what, for a whole 2 months?
Yeah.
And how did you, I never met you before that. How did you happen to walk in this place?
Well, I heard you put out a call over the radio that you needed some web help. So I happened to be out cruising around listening to the radio and decided to stop by the network and left my number and you called me.
And that was a good day for both of us. Are you getting rich working here, by the way?
No.
Neither am I.
There's no Mercedes or BMWs out front.
You know, I was just sitting around considering how I'm going to sell my $350,000 house that's sitting out there in Travis Lake. I mean, this has been on my mind. You know, and what you're going to do with your Mercedes. Should you keep it? Do you need to trade it in for something with better gas mileage? Oh, no, that's right. You're rich enough. You don't have to care how much gas costs. Folks, we have built something here, and something that's very wonderful. We are at the top of our game, but I look at the competition, and I can't necessarily put a feather in my cap over that one. We are the best at what is out there. But, folks, this network, given its present rate of growth, gee, Danny, what do you think the prognosis of that is?
Well, if we don't recognize some of the changes here on the horizon and act on some of the things that are wrong with what we're doing and with what other people are saying and make some corrections, this whole movement can just head off in the wrong direction.
And you and I have been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. Danny is one of the people that that I seek out for advice. Working around this network sometimes is not exactly a cakewalk. And we, at the end of this meeting we had here today, we've been having three-hour meetings every day, you know, structuring, reorganizing, doing all of that. We need to make a meaner, cleaner machine, most importantly. And my comment about if you build it, they will come. Folks, there's a lot of work to do out there. I don't want to be sitting here running a network. I don't want to be sitting here talking to employees about their job description and how they can improve it or whatever else. That's not what I want to do. I want to have office managers that do that. Not because I want to take time off and go stay in my $350,000 house on Lake Travis. No. There are bigger fish to fry. There is a lot of work to do in this country. Not that I want to be the head of anything. I don't have that kind of an ego. I don't want people sitting around and making accolades, and I don't need the applause. That's not what I'm here to do. Some people have called me a behind-the-scenes guy. Well, I guess you could say I'm a better behind-the-scenes guy as being a facilitator with bringing better minds than what I've got sitting on my shoulders. I am by no stretch of the imagination the dullest knife in a drawer, but folks, I've met some razor-sharp people out there that run circles around me. But what are they doing with their lives? What if we build something that brings the better minds in? What if we build something that people can point to and look at and say, you know what? Communications is the most effective means for getting our message out. And we're not dealing with a few radio stations here now. We're dealing with hundreds of radio stations. We're dealing with programming content that are bringing the best minds in to evaluate and then come up with a strategy. And then how's this one, folks? A plan of action. Are you tired of hearing people on the airwaves bumping their gums day after day, telling you the same old bad news? They just repackage it so it doesn't sound like a rerun. But in effect, that's exactly what you're hearing. We'll talk more and take your calls after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Before I go to your calls here, let me just outline this a little bit more of what I'm trying to relay to you today. And it is a tough thing because this is not an easy subject to broach. And people will call in, I'm sure, today to this broadcast and say, well, look, I've got an idea of what we can do and this, that, and the other, and that's fine. What we've done is encourage people to take action, but it's been a singular action. As I've described, people on the 9/11 thing. I mean, Alex Jones teaming up with a few Hollywood elites out there, recognizable names. I actually had people that were complaining that $74 for a two-day event in L.A. was a ripoff. Really? Then why haven't you done something like that? If you could put 1,000 people together with Hollywood stars to give you notoriety, some of the better minds at university level, why haven't you done it? But you will sit there and complain and bitch and moan because somebody else did it, and you'll sit there and poke holes throughout all of it. And here's the funny thing. Why is this such a concern? Because if there was enough momentum going in the right direction to take this country back, these little pimples on a donkey's backside would not even be an issue. Nobody would be paying attention to it. They'd be drowned out by the raucous noise made by the people that were doing something rather than the people sitting around trying to critique. And here's the driving philosophy behind that. And I think they firmly believe this. That, you know, we've got to get we've got to weed out the bad people in the Patriot movement. No, you're going about it all wrong. What you need to do is bring in better people into the Patriot movement, and the turds fall by the wayside. Are you getting this message? We're not big enough, folks. We're not bad enough yet. We don't have enough weight to throw around and knock over a house of cards. And that is the absolute truth. There's a lot of people that have been in this movement and have literally burned themselves out, expended all the energy, time, and money that they knew how to muster to come up with a result that they weren't satisfied with, and their own minds told them to shut down or you're going to die or go crazy or something. You know, you want to be a true sports fan out there, folks. Yeah, yeah. Go root for the New York Yankees that take pennants, what, every year, a couple of years? Yeah, they're always at the top. Well, it's easy to be a New York Yankee fan. Try being a Boston, who was it that had the 90-year curse on them or something?
Chicago Cubs.
There you go. Try being a Chicago Cub fan. Or if your thing is football, try being a Detroit Lion fan. You want the true meaning of a football fan? Try being a Detroit Lion fan. But my point about this is it's easier to go with the winners than it is to try to support those that are trying to win. Now, we've got a dilemma in this country today, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have enough winners out there. We've got separate entities. We have separate organizations that, unto themselves, they're doing a pretty good job. But take a look at the net effect of what they are trying to do. Has it really changed the political landscape? Has it really captured people's minds across the country? No. Piecemeal it has. 20 years ago, if we had this kind of momentum, 20 years ago, I could sit back and say, you know what? This just needs tweaked a little bit. This little section over here needs a kick in the rump to get it going even stronger. Folks, we don't have 20 years. We've got a madman in the White House. We have deficits that, my God, can never be paid back. And I don't care if we had three successive generations that worked their little tails off, turned every penny that they made, and saying that the government never spent another dime, never got another dime in debt to the American people. We could have 100 generations, and we could never pay down that debt. We are out of control. We have lost control of the political machine or the mechanism in this country. We are now victims rather than the masters. I want to go to the phones. Let me start out here with Steve in Pennsylvania. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, John, this is Super Bowl Steve. How are you and Dan doing?
Look good, Steve.
All right. Hey, well, listen, if your reward isn't here on earth, I think it'll be in heaven.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I'm not more successful in what I want to accomplish here, I might be going to hell because I'm going to have to take more drastic measures.
Well, hey, you'll have company because I think God will separate us, and you know, I think you'll find me sort of on your side of that. But well, what I'd like to say is, I'm a constituent of a guy named Murtha. You know this John Murtha?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he just ordered us, this is the newest thing he ordered us. He ordered, the state of Pennsylvania is pretty big. It's like 324 miles long.
I was born in the state. I'm familiar with it.
All right. Well, we're getting 300-plus Striker vehicles. That means if you parked them along the Pennsylvania Turnpike, for every mile you went, you'd drive by one Striker vehicle. Now, these are big things. These are they're bigger than, in fact, not only do we get 800 Striker vehicles, we get...
Wait a minute. Back up. What is the point of a Striker vehicle? I don't know what a Striker vehicle is.
Well, I was in the 110th National Guard here in Indiana County in the, you know, in the National Guard.
Okay.
And we always had, like, the old Deuce and Hess. You had the Jeeps from World War II, Prick 25 radios from Vietnam. You know, we get all the old stuff.
Yeah, you get the leftovers, right?
Yeah, well, what we're doing now is he's given body armor, brand new body armor. to all these people in the Striker Force. We're getting 300 brand new Striker vehicles, 300 plus Striker vehicles. We're getting Deuce and a Half, which is a troop carrier, carries about 12 people. Okay, we're getting two Humvees with every Striker vehicle. So every mile of the state of Pennsylvania, if you drove on the turnpike, you'd see one Deuce and a Half with 12 troops in it, two Humvees, and a Deuce and a Half for every mile. I mean, we can run over, we can take all of the eastern United States with this equipment.
Yeah, and what is it in preparation? What are they saying that we
need? In case they need it for a disaster. It might be needed for a disaster.
Oh, and are you buying that?
Well, the only thing I bought lately was your K-1103, and I love it. And, but besides that, no, I'm serious now. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Why would the state of Pennsylvania? I mean, I could see it. They'd say, we're going to train you here, and then we're going to ship them over to Egypt or Ireland or someplace to be used up. No, these are going to be in the United States. And you were talking about being behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
We are behind the eight ball.
So far,
and we have
yeah.
to talk about politics.
Well, and it's not politics in the sense that it's the same old politics, because we are in another realm. We're almost in another dimension here.
Yeah, we are, because it doesn't matter if they're... Back in 1988, Democrat Murtha went to the Republicans,
yeah.
and he says, I love your plan for this new world order so much.
Yeah.
And I was in the room when it happened. He says, I want to become a Democrat. I want to become a Republican. And you know what they told Murtha? They said, no, you're better off staying right where you're at. You're better off being, because you can work both sides of the fence.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it meant at the time.
Well, you do now.
Well, what I want your people to do, because I'm a veteran. I don't know if you're a veteran, but us veterans stick together. And I still don't know which way to go on Murtha, because my mind wants to go one way and my heart wants to go the other.
Okay, but here's the point of what I was alluding to earlier. Why should you have to go either way on this guy, either support him or not support him? Why is it that we don't have better people and a better variety of people to pick from? That's the problem we're having right now. That's what I'm trying to relay to people. This political system we have right now is dead. It
right.
is dead.
Yeah, it's because of the two past elections that we had.
Well, not no. Gosh, Steve, come on. Broaden your horizons a little bit. The last two elections, take a look at what has happened to the state of Pennsylvania over the last 50 to 60 years. I went back to Pennsylvania, I didn't even recognize it. The place where I was born, I didn't even recognize.
Right.
You know,
it's like leaving the populated state and coming back, and the business ain't there, and all new owners.
I don't know what the heck those people were doing for a living, and I don't know how much money was in the state coffers, because most of the people must have had to have been on welfare. They were eating something. I don't know what they were eating. Hey, look, we could go on like this for a while. I think we got your point here. In a short amount of time, last parting shot here.
Yes, I would like everybody to that's interested in Jack Murtha, please type in IUPWMD, which would be Weapons of Mass Destruction, Murtha, or Murtha 9/11 Johnstown.
Yeah.
Or please type in under Google, just type in Terror Team 8, Terror Team 8.
Okay.
And thank you, John, for
all
your time.
All right.
God bless you.
Okay, thank you. Boy, you're real quick on that button there, pal. And I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to cut it off before the listeners hear that click, right? Am I right? I'll tell you how you solve that. You rock that pot. Okay. At any rate. Yeah, Danny, I think the point that I'm trying to make here is that why should somebody have to skeptically sit around and think about, if I back this guy... am I doing a right thing? People, you should know in your heart, if you've got somebody that's running for an office, listen to what they are saying. I don't know what else Murtha's been talking about, because I don't follow Murtha. I barely follow Perry, because Perry is... he's a non-item to me, okay? He is a non-item to me. It's important for me to consider who's going to be the next governor of the state of Texas, but take a look at who we have to choose from. You people here in Texas, you tell me if you're going to be better off with Grandma or Kinky or anybody else that's going to run for governor, or are we just going to stay the course and vote Ricky back in because, you know, he's not done that much damage. Oh, really? You better check your premises. Another 4 years or 2 years or however many years these clowns run, I can't even imagine the amount of damage that they're going to do in the next 2 to 4 years. I don't even want to think about it. Folks, are you starting to get the flavor of what I'm talking about here? It's not a matter of choosing the lesser of two evils anymore. It's to displace that evil. And I'm just not talking politically here. I'm talking about the communications ability we have as a whole. I mean, we're walking into a battle with a pea shooter, and somebody's firing a howitzer in my face. Oh, yeah, I guess somebody could put on my tombstone, he fought the good fight. But you know what? He got his damn head blown off. We're all going to get our heads blown off here, folks. If you don't like where America is right now, I guarantee you next week, next month, next year, you think you don't recognize it now? You're going to think you're living on another planet in another year. Let's go back to the phones. Jeff in Ohio. Hello, Jeff. Go ahead. You're on the air. Jeff.
Actually, I wanted to tell you I really like your idea, and I see your point about the big picture as well. Because this thing is not new. It's been going on for decades, maybe even centuries. It goes back way back. Are you there?
We're listening.
Okay. And the way I see it, I mean, I read someplace that there are three kinds of people in this world. One, who are always looking to do good, proactively. And then there's the other end, people who are always looking to do bad, proactively. And then there's the middle ground, which are the neutral people, which don't want anything to do with either side. They just want to live their lives quietly. But then something happens, either a threat or a big change comes, and then the people in the middle have to decide which side they're going to take. Time to take sides, like the blue states and the red states. Now, if the powers to be have a good, if the good guys have a lot of influence, then a lot of people will move to the good side. If the bad guys have a lot of influence, like you can look at your who controls the media and all that.
Right.
And most people are going to move to the bad side. And then you got this polarization.
Yep. Big time.
And now the scene is set for some kind of a confrontation where there was peace before. And that's how, I mean, this is like very, very old. This has been going on. And there are people who learn from these things. And then they use these tactics against people for their own personal agendas, for profit or for power.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, this is pretty old that all wars are fought for either land or property, women, or money or something like that.
It's the booty of war.
Yeah, exactly.
As old as war is itself.
As old as war is itself, exactly. Now, right now, I don't know the exact percentages, but I would guess that maybe 20% of the people in the United States actually realize what is going on and that we need to do something about this.
I would say, you know, if I were to venture a guess, and I have no way of proving this, if you put a gun to my head and said, you know, prove this or die, I could not prove it. But I won't argue with your 20%. You know, it may be 10, it may be 23%. I don't know. But it's a good number. It's a good number of people.
Yeah, it's a good number of people. Actually, maybe 5 years ago or right after 9/11, the number probably went down to 5% or 3%. And then, of course, there's all kinds of people who are looking for the truth, who are looking for answers. people like 9/11 widows all the way to intelligent people who just questioned everything that happened. Now, it's not just, you know, this is just one incident that caused a lot of people to think, but there have been so many other incidents like Pearl Harbor, World War II, you know, the bombings in Libya, Lebanon, all the way through whatever's happening, hasn't triggered a lot of people to think.
It's done nothing, but I think you said the word before, it is polarized.
It's polarization, and the polarization is actually to the benefit of the people who want this thing polarized.
Because what they will do is offer you, kill that break.
Exactly.
Hold on.
Okay.
No, I was talking to the board operator.
Oh, okay.
You're given a false choice. You're given a choice from one from column A and one from column B. Well, both are going to kill you.
Exactly.
One may be a slower death, but I guarantee it's still death.
It's still death. And these guys are so good at playing both sides. And like I said, they have learned. They learned from whatever's been happening in the history, and I'm sure they learned from Hitler, too, just like we hired all those German scientists right after World War II.
Absolutely.
To start a nuclear program.
Build me a better bomb, baby.
Build me a better bomb. Build me a better mind control machine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that guy...
Well, in essence, let me stop you here, Jeff. What you're talking about is they're just reinventing themselves. They're finding better ways to capture people's minds. And if that doesn't work, you go in and you capture them. You go in and you destroy them. You do whatever. But what you're saying here is that we have evil people running things, and it's only getting worse. The good people that have heretofore stood around playing pocket pool, if I can use that term, and I'm not going to pull any punches because, folks, I'm tired of trying to gloss and be nice and play nice. We're literally in a fight for our lives here.
Yes.
So I'm not going to pull any punches here. But I have had too many people, and what I want to do is eliminate their excuses for not getting involved. I don't want to hear people tell me, oh, yes, John, you're right, things are really bad, but, you know, what are we to do? What are we to do? I want to be in a position, not me personally, if I can be a catalyst, if I can be that lightning rod, if I can be that facilitator, if I can use that term, in order to make that happen, that's what I want to do. Jeff, thanks for your call. I appreciate that very much. You brought up some good points.
I hear you.
All right, thanks. Look, Danny, I think we need to redefine here. I think we need to draw this down to what we're actually talking about here. Because I hear what the folks are saying. And it's nothing that we haven't heard before. How many times? Maybe they have not had the opportunity to express it publicly, and I'm glad you have the opportunity to do so. But what I'm talking about here, folks, is, well, let me just start with what I know best right now, this network. We've been in existence for 2 years. Danny, we've looked at the numbers. We crunched these numbers. We're the biggest alternative network out there. But is that a feather in my cap? Are you, Danny, satisfied with, gee, you know, we're the biggest network out there?
No, I'm not really satisfied with that because, just like the last caller said, we're dealing with people who are just sitting in their seats. They're not doing anything. They have a lot of fear. This government puts out a lot of fear, and a lot of people just don't want to look at it, so they turn away from it, and they don't do anything. And to them, they think if they don't pay attention to it, it'll go away. Well, it's not going to go away.
What if I told you, ladies and gentlemen, that we've been in contact with people that can organize to make a difference? What if I told you that we have people right now, say in the great, and tongue-in-cheek, state of Texas? We all know that it's still a republic. But what if I told you that we have people that could organize and dismantle the public fool system outside of the grasp and control of the federal government? What if I told you that we had people that could organize to change the structure of our school system here in Texas? Boy, I think I caught a few ears there. Oh, John, keep talking. I want to hear more. I would like to tell you more. But you know what, more importantly, I would like to tell you of? not just an idea, not just a strategy, but a plan of action, and more importantly, result. How about that one? Do you think that might shake up a few people? Do you think it might set the social engineers back 100 years in this country? Do you think that we have the capability, with the good minds that we have in this country, to turn back the tide of what we are looking here at in this country now? And I don't care if it's social, economic, I don't care what it is. Give it a name. Pick a title. What if I told you that we have qualified people out there that can, that are willing to roll up their sleeves to help organize, train other people in order to accomplish, let's just use this as an example. How about turning the public school system back in on itself, destroying it, and come up with a school curriculum that it would actually teach our children, once again, not only to learn, but how to think? Do you think that's a good thing, folks? But let me ask you this. How do we get there? How do we get there? You know what? It takes a lot of sweat. It takes a lot of work. I'll tell you what it needs. It needs money, folks. It needs money. Now, pick a category, ladies and gentlemen. Pick one. I don't care. Education? How about taking control of the political system? How about somebody to teach you how to organize to take over politics in the seat of this republic called Austin, Texas? I don't want to go to another commission meeting only to they afford me a couple of minutes lip service. I can give them a little lip service. They sit there and they look at me and they nod and thank me for my time, and I walk out the door and nothing changes. It only gets worse. I see the same greedy people within that political machine doing the same thing to us over and over and oh, and by the way, folks, yes, we got a new plan. We need more of your tax money. Oh, I'm sorry, you have dwindling resources? Well, I know of a way we can do this. We can get out of the expense of the road expense here in Texas. Oh, here's another idea. Let's privatize this. Oh, that'll get that burden off our backs. You see how this works, ladies and gentlemen? More importantly, on just the road issue itself, did we have a mechanism in place that we could walk up to them, smack these people in the face and said, you know what, if you reach your greedy hands into our road cookie jar, we're going to cut your hand off. Did we have the power to do that? Absolutely not. Did it give people hope? Out of all the endeavors so far to stop the toll road thing down here in Texas, do you think these people that were involved in that are jumping up and down saying, yes, we had great victory? No, what you were handed was a resounding defeat. You know what? They're building the roads right now. They are going through with their plan. How do you stop it? How do you stop it? That's why we need the better minds, ladies and gentlemen. We need a force in this country to be reckoned with. We need you. We need you organized. We need you. Otherwise, your children are going to be spitting on your grave. Not because maybe your lack of trying, but your failure, your lack of success. We've not succeeded in anything yet, folks. We'll take the break here. We'll come back on the other side. 800-313-9443. We're going to tie this, we'll tie all this together in the next hour. I have a point to this program, ladies and gentlemen. I've had enough of the talk. I've had enough of the talk. Now it is the time for strategy, action, and result.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.